Sure, in a previous broadcast, we mentioned that Paul, in writing to Timothy, mentioned seven pictures of the Christian in 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you haven't found all of them, you might like to read through that and pick them out for yourself. The first one we find in verse 1, my son, and all who are in Christ are sons of God. In verse 3, we see the picture of the soldier, and we are indeed to be good soldiers, enduring hardness for the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus. In verse 5, we find the athlete, the one who strives but must do so lawfully, and we must also, as those striving today, go by the book, the Word of God. In chapter 6, we see the husbandman or the farmer who labors hard to partake of the fruit. We labor today as the servants of Almighty God, sharing with men and women the good seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the fifth one is found in the 15th verse, and you're going to have to find the other two for yourself, at least for this time. But there we find the workman, the laborer, the student, if you will. For we read, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A student, one who studies hard, is a workman indeed. And those of us who are Christians, those of us who belong to Jesus Christ by virtue of his precious blood, having placed faith in him, we are to be students of the word of God. We are to study that we might find approval with God, that we might know how to rightly divide the word of God, the word of truth. Friend of mine, if you claim to be a Christian and are not studying the word of God, you're a Christian that cannot expect to grow and go for God. Ishmael, one of the sons of Abraham, dwelt in the presence of all of his brethren. And another verse says he died in the presence of all of his brethren. This is Genesis 16 and Genesis 25. There is no record concerning Ishmael of his ever being in the presence of the Lord. Always just in the presence of his brethren. Friend of mine, I want to ask you today, you may go to church. You may be in the presence of brethren. But I want to ask you, are you ever in the presence of the Lord? Do you find time when you get alone with Almighty God and study his word to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Perhaps you've heard it before, but it's nevertheless true. Concerning the Bible, we can say, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. The psalmist expressed it this way, order my steps in thy word. Friend of mine, a neglected Bible means a fruitless life. And if you want to be one who knows what God says, don't take anyone's word for it. Get into the word itself. Get out the Bible. Say, Lord God, teach me by thy spirit. We read in the book of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Our God is the best teacher there is. And he says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just as a builder constructing a building must have a blueprint to go by. Friend of mine, you need to know what God's blueprint says for you, for your life. And I exhort you, if you're a Christian, if you're a child of God, if you are a disciple indeed, if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus, then you need to be a workman, studying the word of God, going into the scriptures, and seeing what God has to say for you and for your household. First of all, though, if you're not a Christian, if you're not sure of your salvation, if you're not 100% sure that if you died tonight or today, you'd go to be with him. Friend of mine, let me ask you, on what are you basing your hope of eternal life? Is it on good works, church membership, the ordinances? I trust not. I trust it's in Jesus Christ who said, I am the door, I am the way. A friend of mine, come with your guilt, come with your need, come in faith to Jesus, trust him, and he'll give you eternal life. And then the Bible says you can know you're going to heaven. He'll make you a workman for his glory.